You ding flippin', what you call your whiz bang, highfalutin, hidey hidey hosky, each and every one of you out in Radio Land. And let's go to the phones, Patrick.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to let you know that I got to try that new beer last night. And
you were there at Summit?
Yes, I was.
Well, why didn't you stop up and say hi?
You were really caught up in conversation over by the window behind the buffet table.
I believe it was under the table. But well, that's what that Pilsner will do to you. How did you end up getting to go?
Well, I don't want to
talk. Was an invite-only deal, Patrick?
Yeah, well, I will leave that out there. But I was there, and I just wanted to let you know that I was. I got about 20 feet away from you. I had a date, so you probably didn't recognize me. But you look good. I thought you looked really good. I think the last time I saw you was about 6 or so years ago. You look like you were thinner, and you looked young.
Well, I've been through a lot in the last 6 years, Patrick. I think when you saw me 6 years ago, I was a wreck. I was about ready to fall apart, pretty much in every way a man can fall apart. And I've turned things around since then.
Well, I thought that would age you, but you looked really good.
Well, thanks, Patrick. Now, was your date a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out what the really look good deal was. All right. And you didn't step up because I was talking to... Who was I talking to? Did you see? Was it an older fella?
Guy had a baseball cap on, short hair, glasses.
Baseball cap.
You talked with him for quite a while, and I told her, I said, I know that guy over there, but I'm not going to go say nothing. He's just... You know, you were kind of off to the side. You know, I figured you wanted to...
You didn't hear my toast?
I heard you say that you had 7 pints and it'd be a good show.
Well, that was later on. That wasn't my toast. I just said later on in the evening that folks might want to be listening because truly last night's show was brought to you by Summit in more ways than I can ever tell.
I saw you. You jumped on the...
Well, easy, Patrick.
You jumped on the mic and you said you had 7 pints.
No, we weren't counting them.
Yeah, well, you said 7.
Well, 7, that's just my lucky number. I'm 7th in the family. I think I meant that.
I had 2.
Mm-hmm.
I had 2.
Well, you know, when you're a spokesman, the whole morality clause in your contract, it's different. It's not the same.
But I had 2, okay? And that was enough for me. That stuff is a little stronger than your typical beer.
Well, that's because your typical beer isn't beer. How many times have I tried to get it through you people's heads that Summit follows the German purity laws of the 1500s? The Germans decided what beer was and what it wasn't. And the other beers in this country, the typical big corporate brews, they wouldn't even be called beer. They couldn't even qualify as beer in Germany, the beer country on this planet. So this other stuff that you try and can have more of isn't actually beer. Call it what you want to, but don't call it beer. The only beer brewed around here is brewed on the Mississippi down Montreal over there at Summit. But I'm glad you went. So you just crashed the party. Interesting.
No,
How'd you know about it?
No, I didn't crash it.
Well, it's an invite-only deal.
I had an invite, but nobody actually checked for it.
No, they don't check for it.
I walked right in.
Yeah, I'm sure you could have done that. It was easy to get in, but I'm just curious how you even knew that was going on.
Well, I deal with beer distributors day-to-day.
Very good. Well, Patrick, I appreciate the compliment. I'm glad you were down there. Sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Would have liked to have said hi. I remember the last time I saw you. You dropped by the station out in Maplewood, brought me a shirt. Patrick?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I'm just trying to think back to how that went down. But
you came in. You brought me a shirt. Don't you remember?
What was the shirt?
You gave me a gift of a shirt, a nice dress shirt.
It was a shirt?
It was odd. I thought it was odd. You know, people bring me beer a lot, but very few bring me dress shirts, but you brought me one.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I was spying on you.
All right, that's all right. That's all right. We'll get a little restraining order, get you taken care of here shortly.
Very good.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Now what are we going to do?